Wow, listen to our new theme song. Did you hear that theme song, James?
Oh yeah, that was a smash hit right there.
Yeah, our good friend and former guest Dan Fallon made it. You know what we called it? Did I ever
What'd you
tell you the
call
name?
it?
When You Wish Upon a D.
I love it.
Yeah. We also have another theme song that was submitted to us by another host that we will play after the anchor ad at the end of this episode. So stand by and make sure you hear that one, because that one is, dare I say, even better.
It's D-tastic.
Yeah, there's so much D.
The D-iest.
Yeah. Well, we're at season two. This is season two, which, I mean, most usually when people are like, hey, we're gonna wait for season two to do all this stuff, they usually take like a break for a couple months. But we didn't skip a week, so we're gonna pretend that we took a break, but in reality we haven't missed a week.
Dang, that was some break we went on, huh, Brad?
It was so long. I went to seven different places all around the world. Actually, that wouldn't be a good thing to say because of COVID, but
You go to your work, you can go to the store, you can go to McDonald's.
Yeah. All good places to go. I mean, well, McDonald's probably isn't the best place to go because they have goofy toys there.
And their ice cream machine is usually broken.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, how does an ice cream machine break down that much?
I think it's all conspiracy. I think they don't actually have ice cream, so they're just like trying to say they do, but because the machine's broken, it's like, oh no, we can't actually sell ice cream.
Very much, that's a huge possibility. While we were mentioning the new theme song and stuff, I almost forgot to mention that we have a new thumbnail picture for our podcast that I accidentally leaked out early.
Oh, that was some picture.
It's a great picture. It was also made by Dan. It's almost kind of haunting in a sense. Did you get that vibe?
I did. We felt very, it feels very like, it's hard to say. We're just very happy about it.
Yeah.
We're very full of D energy, you know?
Yeah, one of my coworkers asked, he's like, how come you're Tinkerbell and James is Winnie the Pooh? Actually, it wasn't a coworker, it was a former guest Nick. He asked on our group. Oh, my cats have started again.
New season, same shenanigans.
Yeah. I thought we were gonna be all professional this season, because if people can't tell, we're recording on microphones this time, and we're not recording on the Anchor app. So our quality is about to go way up. Unless it doesn't and I made a mistake, then we'll go back to the Anchor app. So our new picture, I leaked it out. I accidentally uploaded it to all the streaming services 5 days early. Lost the other picture, and so that's how everybody sees that early. I got a text and I was like, what is that new picture? And I was like, I didn't even realize I uploaded. So if you saw the picture early, congrats.
And if you didn't, go check it out.
Yeah, I think it's funny. That's the way I want to describe it. I think it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
So we're gonna jump right into Disney news. We have a lot of cool plans for this year, but I figured, well, we're testing out the microphones and stuff like that, it might be good to just have a basic episode of the show where we kind of just talk.
Back
So
to
that,
the D basics.
yeah, just so we don't have a guest on Skype and it's kind of like, hey, yeah, none of that went through, you know? But we have a couple cool guests lined up that I'm excited about.
Any hints to the people as to who's going to be coming on the show?
No, because I don't have full confirmation, but I know a couple people. I saw Mike Carney over the weekend. He said he's interested in coming on the show,
Oh, Mike Harney.
which would be a lot of fun. Pat Sullivan says he wants to come on the show.
I thought he was banned.
No. Sean Downey's banned. Oh, actually, you know what? You're right. You caught a joke that I forgot about over the weekend when I banned Pat.
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, oh God, what happened?
No, I think he just suggested that he was on the show and I said, nah. So I banned him. Yeah, I have a couple other people that I really want to have on the show that seem interested. We just have to work it out with their schedule. But I know one of them we're going to do a Star Wars episode with, so that should be fun.
Ooh.
All right, let's kick season two off right. Are you ready to talk about the number one news that happened on the day of recording?
Oh, yeah, let's get into it.
So it's not the protesters storming the Capitol. That's not the number one news. What do you think the number one news is?
My gosh, I don't know. I kind of thought that's what we were going to talk about, but...
No, you're very wrong.
So, what is it?
PBS finally canceled Caillou after 20 years. long.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I actually did read something about that earlier, but I was like, I didn't really look into it. Dang, that's wild.
Yeah, I was scrolling down Twitter and it was just like, Capitol has been invaded. And then one of them said racist. Like, it was all hashtags and it just said, Caillou is canceled and parents rejoice. I'm like, there's some good that came out of today.
Hey, that's insane.
Now, when people listen to this, do you think Trump is still going to be president or do you think Mike Pence is going to be president?
I mean, I was hearing a lot of stuff that they're going to implement the 25th Amendment. I'm not entirely sure because of what happened at the beginning of last year when he was getting impeached and that didn't happen. So, I mean, yeah. Your guess is as good as mine.
We'll have to see. And I mean, at the time that this is out, it's probably going to be widely known. So we should probably move on just so people aren't like, yeah, we know it happened 5 days ago. So, oh, you know what? This is the beginning of season two. We didn't introduce ourselves. We might have like new listeners that are like, they jumped right in real quick and I don't even know their names. Well, my name's Bradley. I am one of the hosts of this incredible show.
And I'm James. I am the other host of this fantastic show.
We, James and I did the Disney College program together. And well, I mean, we were also friends before that too, because we lived in the same hometown. It's a long explanation. I don't think we ever explained it on the show and I don't want to this time. So
basically, we summed up, we were friends for like a year before we did the Disney College program. And then like 2.5 years later, we just made a podcast about it.
We were friends for a year before?
Yeah.
I thought we were friends for like 5 days. I thought we just moved in together and then we were just like, oh, looks like we're friends now. And then I left and I was just like, you know who I'm missing? James. So I Skype called you and then, you know, we ate some ice cream. You exploded. Good times.
Oh yeah. Those were some good times.
No, in reality, me and James have known each other for about 10 years.
10 years?
It has to have been 10 years. We didn't only know each other for 2 years.
Well, I mean, we knew each other in like early 2000s.
Yeah, that's 10 years now.
10 years ago was 2011. We were in high school then.
Oh, so it's been way longer than 10 years.
I mean, unless we're only like, we're in our teens right now.
Oh, so it's been, I don't think we started being friends till like sixth or seventh grade.
Yeah, no, we didn't start hanging out until like that point.
So that would have been, what year would that have been?
I think that was like 2006, 2007.
Probably a year later, probably 2007, 2008, because we graduated in 2013.
True.
And then we went to high school in 2009. So 2007 plus 10 years, that's 2017. So that's 10 years.
Plus four.
Plus four. So that's 14 years.
Oh, dang. Though I will say the reason I said it was like two or three years is because Bradley decided to delete me off of Facebook, and I think it was summer of 2017. So that kind of reset everything, you know?
Oh, you were so upset about that.
I was upset. That was because that was heartbreaking.
You loved getting the things that was like that were like, oh, you've been friends for four or five years on Facebook. And you were like, oh, look, we've been friends this long. And then just to ruin the trend, I was a dick and I unfriended him and refriended him. So now it pops up as being friends with him for two or three years at this point.
Yeah, I think it's going to be three at this point.
Which it's going to be more than three. It's going to be like five because I don't think I did that before Disney. Or I think I did that before Disney, but I think it was a couple of years before Disney. And at this point, Disney's been 3 years since we've been.
Yeah, we're literally coming up on that date. I think it was January 28th when we went down.
Yeah.
If I'm remembering that correctly.
It was. Or January, I think we went down on the 28th. I think it started on the 29th.
Yeah, right? That sounds about right.
So we were down earlier. We weren't down on the 28th. We were down on...
maybe it was the 26th.
Yeah, we went on the 26th. I got there the morning. You got there in the afternoon. And then I think the 27th, we went and saw Neck Deep.
Yeah, the 27th was Neck Deep. The 28th was... I think that was our chill day. Actually, maybe that was our...
No, I think... here's what I think it is. I think... we got there on the 28th. No, we got there on the 27th. And then Neck Deep was on the 28th. And then we still started that next morning.
Yes, that was it. Because remember when we got home from the concert, I was trying to shave my beard to make it look professional for the picture. And yeah. I screwed it up, so I had to shave it. And I was so upset about it.
I think the funniest thing about... or actually not the funniest thing, the coolest thing about the program is when they walk you through and they take your ID picture and the IDs are done by the time you walk through. Like, it's so quick.
Yeah, they get through that like lickety split.
Well, we should probably talk about, did you see that, what's that new Disney College program hall called? Penguin Way or something.
Flamingo Crossing.
Yeah, Flamingo Crossing. There's no Disney College student people in it, but they are renting it out for people.
Yeah, I really like that. I think it's a great idea for right now because you have a lot of Disney cast members that probably had to move out or had issues with their housing. So having another option, you know, with Disney, I think that's pretty great. I am curious to see how they're going to implement that once the CP does come back, because it's going to be kind of weird having a mixed like apartment where you have CP cast members as well as, you know, just ordinary cast members as well.
Well, it's probably going to be a, hey, they're coming back. You guys got to get out by this day.
You know, that would be kind of rough.
I think that's the only way they could do it. I honestly think there's no way that they could, are they paying? Do you know if people are paying?
Yeah, they do have to pay for it. From what I've seen, they have, I think it's 2-bedroom and 4-bedroom apartments. And yeah, they have to pay for those just like a regular apartment.
Then I would imagine that they have some sort of lease and it's probably in the lease that it can be terminated within like a month or two or something like that. But I also don't think that they really have any plan to bring the Disney College program back anytime soon, simply because of everything that's going on.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Something interesting that is coming up, supposedly the water parks at Walt Disney World are supposed to reopen in March. So a lot of those cast members are deployed all across Walt Disney World. Like, there's a bunch at Disney Springs, there's some at Magic Kingdom. So I'm curious to see what's going to happen, you know, once they get recalled back to work.
Yeah, that'd be quite interesting. And it's weird. It's open for all Disney members or all Disney cast members. So like, if you were still working there, you could have lived there.
Yeah, true. That would have been a lot of fun.
So we actually have a walkthrough video of the campus, the new Flamingo Crossing. And I want to see what it actually looks like. Let's check it out. It's 12 minutes. It's 12 minutes. I don't know if we're going to watch this whole thing.
We can just skip around bits and pieces.
They got ads in it too.
Oh no.
You can't advertise for free on the D College podcast. How dare you?
You got to pay for that. Oh gosh. I see Goofy on the far right corner.
Is he really? No. Yeah. Oh, this is by JoJo's World.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night, guys. What is up? It's JoJo, and we are back with a special video today. We are at Flamingo Crossings Village. This was actually going to be the new home for the Disney College program in 2021. However, due to COVID, the CP has been put on hold. But what they're doing now is they're actually renting out this place to Disney cast members and third party. I'm very excited to go in there and check this place out because I used to actually be on the Disney College program. Thank you to Flamingo Crossings Village for letting me do this. All of their information will be down below.
Do you think they'd let us do it? Like, Ooh. Do you think they would let us be like, hey, we want it, we're a Disney podcast. Can we come take a tour?
I was about to say that. Yeah, I'm sure they'd let us.
I'll hit them
but
up.
We'd have to admit on our show that Goofy isn't the scariest Disney character ever. If we did that, then I'm sure they'd let us in.
They'll just have, actually, I don't know if I want to do that. They'll lock us into a room with Goofy.
Hey, guys, we're going to be roommates.
Oh, God. That's my worst nightmare.
If you enjoyed this video, make sure you go ahead and like, subscribe, share.
Make sure you go
ring
and like
that bell. This is very special, kind of exclusive. So let's go in there and get a tour.
I'm joined today by Madeline and Margo.
Hello.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Her name tag is crazy. I love it. They just started doing tours at the end of 2020. So now they're still in construction, but a lot is done. It's pretty cool inside. And again, I'm just really excited to give you a full tour of this place, basically. Uber everywhere, right here. The security looks pretty high tech, so I'm gonna go inside right now.
That's pretty
now.
Cool. They have an
and
Uber
for
place.
All third party and Disney cast members, they
yeah,
are.
Yeah, that's really nice that they have a drop off area. I know we didn't have that.
ID, face covering no, required all street. Times. No more than four people.
They were like,
group.
Hey.
FaceTime and schedule tours available online.
Come to this street. Hopefully, you don't get kidnapped.
So as you see, you can scan a little thing.
Actually, I think we had to get picked up at the CVS across the street.
So we are now yeah, we entering did. The East Village. There is a West Village being constructed right now on the other side.
Yes.
But this is basically completely done. Very cool inside. This is the community center, Margo.
This honestly
what
looks like my college.
Center?
I don't know if
the
I like it.
The community center is where we have tons of amenities such
I
as
I mean,
a
it's the Disney College, so like
fitness center,
I feel like it kind of fits.
A huge clubroom with a game room That's and cool. our wonderful CAs who can help you out with any of your needs.
Amazing.
You're going to love it here.
Whoa.
I should stop commenting okay, on
so
things that they can't
on
see.
On first arrival, this is kind of insane.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it just
I'm
looks
sorry, listeners.
Look at this. You got this. You got the fireworks, and obviously you have the workers at the front. Good morning. Wow. Let's explore. Cleanliness is a priority here. So you got wipes right here. Be safe. Be smart. Please do your part. Really cool. Small detail.
I like that slogan.
Buttons. Yeah. I didn't even know this was
it's
a real thing.
Safe
self-cleaning buttons.
With me.
That's cool. And here we are in the fitness center, 12,500 square feet. Now look, let me see. Look at this. Wow.
Wow.
It is so big
That's
here.
A lot
and
of fitness.
I got to see it earlier in the day. I did tour this whole place before I vlogged just
this
so I can get
way
a lay
too
of
big.
The land.
I didn't see
but
anyone
I am so impressed with this gym.
The fitness
I
center
love the gym. There are
we
so
there.
Much free weights here. There are so
yeah,
many
that little
machines.
That room with like three
before.
Treadmills and like a weight thing.
Just how spacious yeah. and open this
Maybe
is.
Maybe I would have went to
the
gym. The
windows letting in all this light. It really just
like there is
like so much into this room. A little sneak
I did. I'm sure you remember. I did go on a lot of walks during
our
CP.
And
I noticed there was one guy that was always in there. Like he was constantly working out. Like doing like huge bench presses, like sprinting on the treadmill. It was wild. Go that guy.
I mean, I felt like I got enough workout doing my 20,000 steps in the park every day. So.
Oh yeah. With all that walking, who needs a treadmill?
Yeah. And then I slowly learned that if you don't do that much walking in the day and you still eat, like I ate on the program, you gain that weight real quick.
Oh yeah. Hashtag Wendy's, hashtag yeah. Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, they say that the you get a freshman 15 in college. I got like a freshman 45 after the D College podcast or Disney College podcast. All right, I skipped forward a little bit, so let's see what he's showing us now. What's his name again?
Jojo,
take it away, Jojo.
You got Enchanted, Inspire, Dream, and Creative?
Create.
Oh, Create. Okay. These rooms are really, really cool because you can basically rent them out to do some schoolwork, you know, maybe work on something from home, or if you just want to play video games on the big TV with a group of people, this is a great spot to do it. And obviously, the best part is the original artwork. You got Ariel here, but Daddy, I love him.
Okay. So one, that was a weird comment by him, but two, I think they shouldn't have built this and just made everybody go to Vista still.
Yeah, I agree. Cause Vista, it's like, it's kind of like a rite of passage with the college program. I mean, sure, you have the other complexes, but you don't really have the Disney College experience unless you're at Vista.
Yeah. This feels too much like a dorm. The ones at the actual, not actual, the original ones didn't feel like that. Like Vista felt like you were living in an apartment. This feels like it's like, I guarantee you there's going to be some sort of like cafeteria in this one.
Oh yeah. 100%.
All right. Let's keep going a little bit. If these bedrooms look nice, I'm going to be so angry. Although we did have a bathroom in our bedroom.
That's true. Which did have roaches in it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There was one day I walked in and James screamed a little bit and I saw a cockroach. So I threw a shoe at it and then it didn't move for a couple days, so we didn't shower.
What a time to be alive.
I feel like the air condition's really nice in this place.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's probably has some good airflow going on.
All right, let's continue.
They all have a different layout to them. There's Dumbo. I love this. This is so cool. It's a nice little touch of Disney, you know? Sometimes, especially if you're a cast member, you've been working in Disney, you come home here. It's not like you completely leave Disney, but just the subtle things that matter the most. Belle's room is Enchant.
Okay, I'm going to skip forward again. I don't need to see him go through each and every room. I think our blog would be much better on this. We would just review we'd review all the bathrooms.
This is a pretty nice bathroom. I give this a D plus.
What was our rating system for Soul? A big D and a
big D, double D, little D,
and a wimpy D. So what would you give this place so far?
I give it a big D.
All right, well, we're going to skip forward to the bedrooms just because I feel like this does not work on an audio medium.
No.
All right, let's skip forward a little bit. Oh, there's him. For some reason, he just touched the grass. The pool looks really nice, though. I wonder if they installed hot tubs again.
Do you remember the Vista Way hot tubs? Orlando Health remembers the Vista Way hot tubs.
Yeah. God. Now we're at 9 minutes into the video. That's how much he was walking around.
Wow. And here we are. Look at this. This is
kind of... Dang, that is nice.
So here we have three different types of apartments. Yeah. Today you're going to see a two-bedroom...
I just want to say, we were paying what? 100-something a month?
I think it was either 108 or 111 a week.
Yeah, 111 a week. For Vista, how much do you think they're paying for this one?
I'm going to say, so for that size, I'm going to say it's probably about 700 for the two bedrooms, like 700 per person. And the 700
a person, like for the whole semester or for a week?
For the month.
Oh.
So we can say roughly, you know, it was like 440 for Vista for us. I'm going to say this is probably 700 a month.
Yeah. Oh, they come with TVs. Like, it seems like they're providing everything, unless this is a, what's it called? Like a, just a demo room.
Yeah. I believe they said that they were providing, you know, everything like the TVs, the bedding, the furniture, like all that was going to be included in there as well.
Well, hopefully they have more than two, washing machines. We had three, right? And two of them were broken.
Yes, two of them were broken.
All right, let's continue.
Two bath and a four bedroom two bath, and we also have a four bedroom four bath. They do also come fully furnished or completely unfurnished.
Oh, they answered.
So it's probably like even more for the furnished ones.
James, you gonna bring that couch cushion into the bedroom with you?
I just might.
A double sink vanity area.
Need that extra cushion.
You too, your the own beds were not bedroom. Comfy. So if you're using
need that extra support.
That furnished option, some nice closet space with full length mirrors. Some
that divider looks stupid.
It does.
So you can't see it, but in between the two beds, there's a divider to make it seem like it's its own room.
No, no, it doesn't. It really doesn't.
Oh, it makes it seem stupid. Okay, we're continuing.
Nightstand, everything you could really need.
Amazing. And here is the
wait,
option.
Hold up. That divider, that was only two panels, right? Does that extend out or is that it?
That's it.
Oh my God. If someone, like, you know, has someone over, like, you're not seeing their faces, but you still see everything else.
Yeah, you're absent in the D College Pod, the Disney College Podcast. You're not allowed to. That's going to be cause for controversy. Yeah. They should have it be, like, a little cubicle. But the problem is, like, even if it was a little cubicle, I would say we were in the thing and we had that, like, weird divider. If I was standing, I would still be able to see over that divider. So there's still no privacy.
Yeah, no, it doesn't do much. Also, can we make a note that those beds are, like, bigger than the ones on the college program?
Oh, they're way bigger. They look way more comfy.
Yeah, the ones on the college program we had were twin beds. Those are looking like they're either twin XLs or queens.
These look like queen, or the other ones look like twin XLs. These look like queens, the ones that we currently see. We're going to have to come on here and do like a reaction.
Like a full review. Yeah, full review of it.
Maybe we'll do that and pair it with this and upload it to YouTube or something like that. But and we'll time it with it. Maybe we'll do that in a couple days. Maybe we won't, though. You know, who knows?
New season. Right. Same us.
Same us. We forget what we're doing half the time. So.
And if any of you are wondering what the outside perspective looks like, this is it. It's a beautiful, that road right there is Flamingo Crossings Boulevard. Whoa. And here we are with another room.
So we are here exclusively for this tour in our four bedroom, two bath. So this is what it would look like if you just moved into our furnished space. You get all of the furniture you see here in our living room and dining area.
Okay, this
area.
Looks less impressive.
And then let's check out one of the bedrooms.
It's just kind of like, yeah, the other one we decorated.
So here you get
full-size
bed, as well as the same dresser.
Oh, so it is a full-size bed.
Yeah, but it's Disney, so you know what they're going to do? They're going to be like, it's still two to a room and like seven to an apartment or whatever, so you have to share a bed.
Bedside table.
Amazing.
So here we have the same bathroom space. You get the double vanity, sink, and cabinetry.
Woo! And you got the bathroom. And again, with the double idea, you got space for you and your roommate.
And we have full-size front-load washers and dryers in all of our apartments.
We love that. This vibe is amazing. Marvel's playing, like, come on. Like, this is great.
Before
Marvel's
my tour playing? Was over, they gave me a little goodie bag. Hmm. Oh, thank you. Okay, guys.
All right, I'm done with him. I'm done with him for now. I have nothing against him, but I'm done. So that was a nice impromptu look at the new Flamingo Crossing that I was not planning on doing.
Yeah, you know, that's pretty nice. You know, when they're finally open and they start letting people move in, like, it'll be really cool to see what other people think of it, you know?
I think they need to let us come take a tour. I think we need to reach out. I mean, besides the pandemic aspect, I think we deserve a look.
We deserve a D-College exclusive.
A D-College sneak peek. All right. So next on this thing, did you see the Donald Duck in the three, what's it called, Caballeros ride?
Oh, no, I did not.
Well, the animatronic broke. So instead of the animatronic, they replaced it with flowers.
Oh, no.
Like flowers that you would put on a grave when someone dies.
Oh, no.
So it was super dark.
Oh, that stings a little bit.
And so that was the news that I had initially found. But even better news, because of the outcry about it, they now have the animatronic duck back in there, but he's just leaning against something. So he doesn't move.
He's just kind of chilling there, lazy all like.
Now, I have a conspiracy theory. I think Goofy wanted Donald dead.
That wouldn't surprise me in the slightest.
So with other ride news, what's it called? Tron? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, the Tron Light Cycle ride is shutting down for right now. No more construction.
It's not just called Tron.
I mean, that could be like a nickname for it.
Yeah, I think they're out of money. So, that ride ain't happening for a while, which is fine. I wouldn't ride it anyway. So make some rides that I would ride and I'll go on them. I also read something that said with Star Wars Land, they're talking about, or what's it called? Galaxy Ace Edge. They're talking about getting rid of all traces of Rey, emo Sith guy.
Kylo Ren.
Yeah, Kylo Ren. And replacing them with Mandalorian characters.
That would be something.
Yeah, it would. Do you have any more news, James?
Oh, I got one. So during the pandemic, Disney halted doing Fast Pass stuff. No, not Fast Passes. They halted doing park hopping. You could only go to one park a day and you'd have to make a reservation for it. Well, a few days ago, they finally brought park hopping back. So you're now able to make a reservation for one park. And then supposedly you can just show up for another one. And as long as you went to that first park, you can go to another one.
Yeah, I saw that was back. It's expected. I mean, Florida is like completely open. So, I mean, they might as well go with the rules, I guess, unfortunately. They also removed the plexiglass and seating, every other seat for Flight of Passage and stuff. So,
oh man.
Yeah, they're no longer distancing. The other ride, I haven't checked up on this to make sure that it's still like it, but I guess Rock and Roller Coaster hasn't been open for a few days.
Yeah, it's not, they haven't really said what's going on with that. But from what's been reported, there's cast members in like the courtyard and they're just encouraging people to go to any of the other rides that are open at Studios.
Oh, we're a bit outdated on this one. It opened.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, it opened today.
Oh.
5 hours ago. I've heard one of the reasons it might be closed is because they're almost out of their rights with Aerosmith. So they're trying to figure out what to do with it. Because they'd rather do that than pay Aerosmith again.
Well, what I heard they were trying to do is they were going to convert it into a Lightning McQueen's like Racer Academy. Kind of what they have at Disneyland.
Isn't Racer Academy just like what's that Tomorrowland car ride?
Tomorrowland Speedway.
Yeah, isn't it just like that?
I think it's more like, it's kind of like a test track kind of ride. Like you get into a car and you just like race around Radiator Springs.
Oh, that actually sounds fun. I would go on that.
If it did loop-de-loops?
Oh, no. Does it do loop-de-loops?
It does not.
Yeah, I wouldn't go on that then. Oh, this was other news that I learned. We might have already talked about it in season one, but we're in season two now, so we didn't actually ever talk about any of this, you know? Season one does not exist anymore. Did you see that they're building a train from the Orlando airport to Disney Springs?
I did. That's interesting.
It is interesting, and I think I like it. Don't know why, but I feel like it's better than the bus service. Actually, no, because the bus service brings you to your actual hotels.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's all the Disney news I got this week. Would you like to tell us about your hit show Toga Tips, the show where James does not blink?
Oh, yeah. So I'm on a YouTube channel where I talk about Pokemon Go tips and news videos. And apparently it was brought up to me right as the year was ending that I don't blink in some of my videos. And that's one of my New Year's resolutions is to, blink more.
You can check all that out on James's YouTube channel, Toga Tips. It's a Pokemon channel. It's pretty cool. Maybe someday I'll be on it. Maybe not. Who knows?
It's going to happen. One of these days it's going to happen.
Especially now that we're recording on Skype and not Anchor.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Anchor. It's just, you know.
Oh, we still love you, Anchor. We're actually going to be playing an ad from Anchor in a couple of seconds. So stick around for that and follow us at Instagram.com/DCollegePod and tell your friends. Tell them that you heard this great podcast where we commented on a YouTube video that you couldn't see.
Yeah.
Yeah. See you next week, everyone. Season 3. Should we just have one episode in season 2 and then hype up season 3?
We could do that.
Every episode is just a new season.
Yeah. Though it would have been funnier, like, if... Actually, if season 3 began around, like, April Fool's Day, like, we could start that as, like, the trend.
Yeah. It would mess up the thing so bad. All right, well, now, listen to this ad from our sponsor.
Okay, that didn't really feel like an ad for Anchor so much as it was an ad for money.
Yeah. check out this app because we get money from it. All right, we're gonna wrap it up right here. I know we already wrapped it up before, but we're wrapping it up again. And to lead us out, here is one of the potential theme songs that we had submitted. I hope you enjoy it.
We'll see you guys next week.
Oh, we got the D, yeah, we got the D, yeah, we got the D College Podcast, yeah, we got the D, we got the D, biggest D that you ever seen, yeah.